This company was created from scratch in the 1860s. From the start, those founders knew that their work would be important to building the nation, and they photographed and chronicled the story from the beginning. The fascinating history is told here, and it's today's edition of The American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop. A nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
As Patricia LaBounty explains, it was a company created from scratch by the 16th president.
Abraham Lincoln created Union Pacific when he signed the Pacific Railway Act, so it was created out of whole cloth, nothing.
LaBounty oversees the Union Pacific Railroad Museum, where the eastern end of the railroad began in Council Bluffs, Iowa.
One of the greatest things about this museum, as I said before, we're a historical museum. So Union Pacific has been documenting itself since the 1860s, which is really fantastic.
The photos and artifacts in their collection are truly amazing, pieces that take you back to the days of Abraham Lincoln. You can see pictures of the Transcontinental Railroad being built and then meeting in Utah.
Promontory looks the same as it did in 1869 when the railroads met at Promontory Summit, Utah. And the reason it looks the same is because it was an arbitrary meeting point. There really was no reason for Promontory to be chosen other than someone put their finger on a map because they were told to just get on with it already.
This museum is very well done. You won't find huge locomotives, but rather an interactive story of the rails from past to present.
One of my favorite exhibits in the building is actually America Travels by Rail, which is showcasing the heyday of passenger travel on Union Pacific.
And the current day history being made is equally important here.
So we have a gallery called Working on the Railroad. That's what Union Pacific is doing today. So you get to get up close and personal. You get to lift a piece of rail. You get to sit in an engineer's seat. And you get to see what they see in the cab with positive train control and what that actually means to an engineer in a locomotive.
It's a fascinating story of a company that helped build America. Traveling the Countryside, in Council Bluffs, Iowa, I'm Andrew McRae.